Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, I am super excited because it's not just any home inspector who's on the show. It is my personal favorite home inspector in the whole Charlotte market, and that's Jeff Baker. Jeff, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
So, of course, we have tons and tons of great inspectors in Charlotte. Jeff just happens to be my favorite, and we've probably done at least 1,500 inspections together, wouldn't you say?
At least, if not more.
And I'll tell y'all, the reason that I use Jeff all the time is not because he's cheap or because he does anything underhanded. It's because he's so honest and he's not a fear monger. And he's really good at being consistent and thorough with his reports, which is exactly what our buyers and our sellers need when they're dealing with the crazy stuff they don't even know about on their own houses. So with that being said, Jeff, I forgot to tell you before. Now, listeners, you should know we recorded an episode before, but then Jeff remembered an even better story, so this is going to be a way better episode. And the ground rules of the podcast are that there's no F-bombs or GDs allowed. Any other word is safe with me, but if there is a guilty party involved, don't name them or name the address so that in the story, only they could identify themselves. So with that being said, I would love for you to tell us some of the crazy things you've seen on the other side of real estate that are not related to the pretty side that we see.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, in my industry, we get to see a lot of things, especially with vacant homes and related to animals. I had a house that was quite old, vacant, been on the market for quite some time. And I was doing my outside inspection and walked around the back and noticed several cats crawling under the foundation. And I thought to myself, that's really nice and should be interesting once I get underneath. But more importantly, I was like, why are they crawling under the brick foundation? How is that possible? So didn't think much about it, just continued on my inspection. And of course, the dreaded part came to get underneath. And when I went to the portion where the cats were going in, there's a sort of small hole in the floor that I could see where the cats were going up. Because the insulation was torn down, you could see a lot of cat hair around it. And, of course, that's always lovely to get up and get underneath. But when I looked up in the hole, all I could see was fur. And it was motionless fur.
What? Not like the hairball up under the refrigerator or any of that?
No. Like, just, it wasn't like a ball. It was firm fur. In other words, but it was also at the point where you think it was decomposing as well. So it was weird looking. So I thought to myself, well, what the heck? Are they crawling in the hole? And what are they doing? So I didn't stick my probe in it because I was a little bit fearful as to what might come down on me. So
That sounds like a very good choice.
Yeah. So I went back to the location in the house, which was a bathroom. And the homeowner had put a new tub in and paneled the walls. But there was this corner spot in the bathroom that he had paneled over, and the panels were separated to the point where I was like, what the heck is behind this and why is it like this? Because it doesn't look normal. In other words, the bathroom should have a corner, not an offset, which being like a chase of some sort. So I pulled back pieces of the paneling and looked down, and there were three dead cats.
Oh,
so
no.
What was happening, Lee, was they were getting in and couldn't figure out how to get out.
Oh, that's kind of Edgar Allan Poe sounding. Which story was that had the, is that the Telltale Heart or something where they were walled in? Oh.
Yes. So, of course, I'm always after the money shot. The money shot is the camera shot. So I pull all the paneling off, which was nailed, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go ahead and pull this out because I can't get a good picture, and I want the money shot. So pulled it out and went back and took my crawlspace probe and picked up one cat, took a picture, picked up the second cat, took a picture, picked up the third cat, took a picture, and they were decomposing. The fur was getting to the point where it was fraying, and you could tell that they were you know, getting to the point of, you know, decay. So it was pretty gruesome.
Okay, then I got to say you wanted that picture worse than any picture I've ever wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks good in the report when you can get the money.
Oh.
You know? And that's not the first case with animals. I went under a house one time, Lee, and opened the crawlspace door, and tucked around the chimney was Mama Possum and her babies. And Mama Possum hissed at me to the point where I moved backwards out of the crawlspace, not forwards. In other words, I moved quickly.
Bet you did.
Yeah, and I've been up in the corner also of an older house where, you know, raccoon and babies were nesting, and that is not a pretty sight to have a raccoon mad at you because they make noises that they typically don't make in your backyard.
Oh, and she ain't playing if you're coming near her babies.
Mm-mm, no way. So, you know, when you get in these tucked up places, you know, I've seen snakes drop down. You know, you get – I'm a rather small guy, so I can get in pretty tight corners. And a lot of times you'll get in positions that you don't want to be, and you can't get out quick enough. So you bump your head, you scratch your back, you really can do some severe damage to your body trying to move out of these the way of the animals anyway. So it can get crazy.
So I guess they have it easier up in like Minnesota or something where they don't have all these crazy southern critters to deal with.
Exactly.
Of course, they have frozen septic tanks, I've heard, so that would be a whole different thing to have to inspect.
Mm-hmm. I had a dog follow me under the house the other week, and it was just moaning and groaning. It was a little bitty dog, sweet as it could be. I talked to him the whole time I was there, but I can't close the crawlspace door behind me. So the dog comes in, and he's moaning and weeping and whining the whole time looking around. But he's in heaven because his scent is just all over the place, and he's smelling stuff he's never smelled before. But I had to essentially lure that dog out with me. He, you know, wanted to stay under there. You know, it was new to him, so he liked it.
So did he belong to the house?
Oh, yeah, he belonged to the house. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It was in a fenced-in yard with crawl space, so he just went under there with me.
But in general, as a home inspector, you'd be much happier if homeowners would get the animals off the property during the home inspection. Wouldn't that be a little easier?
Yeah. Remove the animals or crate them.
If they're alive. I mean, I guess you don't have to remove a dead cat because...
Yeah. Well, the thing about it with the dead cats is they were in that chase behind the wall. Nobody knew were there. And
what did the homeowner say when you told them you found a pile of dead cats?
Well, the homeowner wasn't there, but I did follow up on that. And the homeowner was wondering where, you know, three or four of the cats had gotten to.
That means you got too many cats if you can have three go missing and still have plenty.
Still have plenty and still understand that three are missing.
I mean, we're missing some, but we don't really know where they were. Let's just get some more. So that's an episode for the cat hoarder people. I'm sure there's a cat hoarders podcast out there somewhere.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, if anybody in the Charlotte market is looking for an amazing home inspector, how could they find you?
They can find me directly with my phone number, which is 704-728-9610, or my website, which is tricountyinspector.com. You'll find all the information you need to contact me. There's a contact page, and again, call me as needed.
I will also include all of Jeff's information in the show notes for this episode so that if you're listening to this and don't have a pencil handy, you can always find him later. Jeff, I always appreciate you, and so do all of my clients, and looking forward to a lot more years working together in Charlotte real estate. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're a realtor or a lender or a vendor or an inspector or most especially a consumer who's got a crazy story to tell us about your life dealings in real estate that had nothing to do with what people see on HGTV, shoot me a note and I will feature you on the podcast. Subscribe for more episodes and rate us in the iTunes store, and we will see you next time. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.